I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. My guest this week in the WNYC studio is Michael Girard, who's returning to the program, having been a guest a couple times before. He's here with his guitar to sing a few songs all by himself. He'll be joined later by his group, The Angels of Light, which is comprised of the ensemble Akron family. They become the Angels of Light when they join Michael Girard to perform his music. Angels of Light, not, I understand, really meant to be an ironic name, but it is not a band that has the kind of light and beauty that you might expect from the title. There's a darkness.
I take offense to that.
You take offense, Michael? Light and beauty, but plenty of shades of darkness as well, which makes it all the more beautiful to my ear.
Okay.
You'll accept that. Michael Girard has his guitar and his distinctive voice and his singular songs to share with us today on Spinning on Air. Michael will perform a song alone now called Blind.
Oh, this is a song I wrote in 1991. Some of us are weak, and some endure, and some people live their lives with a violence that's pure and clean. But I saw a man cry once down on his knees in the corner of a darkened cell, and his pain meant nothing to me. But I was younger then, and young men never die. When I walked out in the sun, I was strong, clear-minded, dead and blind. Now don't say a prayer for anyone, it doesn't do any good. And please don't ask me a question, you'll just be misunderstood. And if you could step inside me, you'd feel what hatred brings. And if you could see with my eyes, you'd see what self-deception means. Oh, I was younger once, and I created a lie. And though my body was strong, I was self-deluded, confident, and blind. Now show some pity for the weak of will, because when we're drinking, we can never be filled. And show some understanding for the lonely fool, because when I'm drinking, I am out of control. No, I was never young, and nothing has transpired. And when I look in the mirror, I feel dead. I feel cold. I am blind. I am blind.
Michael Girard performing his song Blind here in the WNYC studio, just the first of many of his songs that you get to hear tonight, both in solo performances and with his band, The Angels of Light. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. Michael, your song Blind seems to be actually an attempt to see yourself. I know that elements in the song are literally autobiographical. One which...
You mean the fact that I drink too much?
I don't know about that one. But part of it, which one might assume was simply an analogy or a simile or something about watching a man in a cell on his knees.
Sure, that was a memory from being in prison in Israel when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah, that happened.
But, you know, that's not really important.
It's important if it's true, I think. You're
Well, true. I mean, what's true? But it's... I use everything. I use watching television as well as moments from my life, as well as fantasies, as well as little observations from a book I've read. And to me, they're all equal. Mm-hmm. They're all equally true. They're just fodder, really.
But this song, it intrigues me that it dates, as you mentioned, from 1991. So it's
yeah,
a
that was
song
a period when I was writing a lot of sort of glum songs.
But it stays with you. It's a song that remains important to you, and it is kind of an unpitying self-examination, it seems to me.
I guess so. I mean, I guess I wouldn't have written it if I didn't feel that other, well, at least people who look at what it means to exist, I mean, not that anybody can make an assessment of that, but at least people who question themselves, I mean, that someone would be able to identify those aspects in themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm. And in the song, I don't want to, I have the feeling you don't want me to put too much of a microscope on it, but you have the line that, you know, if in some manner, if you could be in my mind, you'd know what I hate.
Oh, if you could step inside me, you'd feel what hatred brings.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little more about that line?
Yeah, not really.
Okay. You don't want to tell me about the hatred?
Well... No.
All right. I like the push and pull in the song about... it's a song really about compassion in a way, and yet it's expressing a lot of anger, too.
Yeah, I guess so. Thanks.
Yeah. Michael Girard is with me, sharing some of his secrets, keeping others to himself in this edition of Spinning on Air. What would you like to sing next?
I'm going
to
do this brand new song. In fact, I just worked on it again this morning. It's not done. So I would ask your listeners to edit out any of the potentially corny or saccharine words that might pop out. I'm still taking a cleaver to it here and there. And I'm going to add probably another 6 verses to it. But I like it so far. It's called The Promise of Water.
Now they live in your head and they travel your veins. Yeah, they live in your head and they travel your veins. Every word that you speak is a word they have made. When you open your mouth, you're too stupid to scream. When you open your mouth, you're too stupid to scream. Your eyes are the holes where you suck in your need. Yeah, there's steel in the air and there's blood on the wheels. Yeah, there's steel in the air and there's blood on. But there's nothing to fear because nothing here's real. Hear the dogs, now they howl as the street fills with blood. Yeah, the dogs, now they howl as the street fills with blood. As your body drifts by and your lungs fill with mud. There's some people on earth and they scrape in the dust. There's some people on earth and they scrape in the dust. If we kill them enough, they'll become just like us. Now tear down the walls, let the murderers out. Yeah, tear down the walls, let the murderers out. Let them take their revenge, let their hate fill your mouth.
Michael Girard, here in the WNYC studio on Spinning on Air. Rob Christensen is our engineer. And, Michael, another of your apocalyptic songs.
Just watching too much TV.
Yeah, the flood down in New
Orleans.
Sure,
I grab whatever I can.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to get too analytical about the song, but I think a lot about media infiltrating our consciousness and how that affects how we perceive ourselves and reality and how it affects the world around us. So that was sort of where the song started.
In these sort of apocalyptic images that were coming at you through the media?
Well, no, more just like thinking about how one's identity is at least one in a consumer society like ours is almost completely shaped by the images on television or in advertisements. And pretty much that's like what our desires are made of, along with other things, but...
But then they shape our desire for this kind of apocalypse, you feel?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm just thinking about how, I think I'm getting too analytical here, but, the incredible passivity of the American public to me right now is, frankly, just astonishing. And I think part of that is to do with being completely numbed by television.
Hmm. Well, your song was anything but passive, it seemed to me.
Well, I'm an exception.
In many ways. Michael Girard is with me on Spinning on Air, performing solo in this part of the program, later joined by his band, the Angels of Light, for some more songs. What would you like to sing next?
One that has a completely different feel, so I have to kind of change my state of mind here. I don't know what this is called. It's brand new as well, and it's not completely finished. I have no idea what to call it, so I guess we'll call it Untitled.
All right. But...
If I stand on the stone at the edge of the sea, and I raise up these hands,
Will you come down here, down through me? Will you sing through me? Will you sing through us? If your voice is the love that was made by no one, and our fingers can not touch, where your songs they come from, where you sing through us, where you speak with our tongues. If we walk through the fire and your song kills our thirst, and the sun burns your words on the face of this earth, we sing through our sleep, will you dream that we breathe? Will your hands stir the sea? Will your seas become saved? Are you real? Are you here? Will you come down? This is now, this is here. Will you come down now, right here?
A new song by Michael Jarrell. Beautiful one, Michael. Thank you.
Thanks. A little hokey.
I don't know.
I'm looking forward to arranging that with Akron family. I'm going to try and do it on this tour. We have 2 days to rehearse for Russia, but I'm trying to work it into the set.
Why do you think it's corny?
The structure's a little corny, but I like it that way. It's just a matter of finding my own voice within it, which I haven't yet successfully done, I don't think.
Huh. So it's the structure rather than the lyrical content.
It's more how I phrase and articulate within. I don't mind a completely traditional structure. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
But it's just more finding just that person that's singing in the song.
Hmm. Which wasn't necessarily you.
Well, this song is a little prayer to the god of songwriting, so I guess it is me.
Uh-huh. I think he answered your prayer. He or she, whichever it is. Some combination of the two, I guess. This is Spinning on Air. Michael Jarrell joins me for some solo performances in this part of the program a little bit later, joined by the whole ensemble, the Angels of Light. This is 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org. Now, if you enjoy having artists like Michael Jarrell perform in the studio for you to listen to on Spinning on Air, then please support WNYC so we can keep this sort of thing going. Spinning on Air has actually been on WNYC for something like 18 years now, but it's changing and evolving, and we've been able to produce this whole autumn full of live performances in the studio. And I know they've been exciting for me, and I hope they've been exciting listening for you to hear these unique performances and hear the artists themselves comment on what they're doing. Support us, please. Become a member of WNYC. It's not enough to just listen. We want you to take that extra step, and here's how. You can give us a call or a visit to our website. The phone number is 1-888-376-WNYC. The website is WNYC.org. Make a tax-deductible contribution to WNYC to keep us strong with your support so we can keep bringing you great programming, whether it's our news programming or music programming. The thing that unifies our diverse day of shows is that there's substance there for you. There's something to grapple with, to learn from, to learn about, and to be entertained by. 1-888-376-WNYC. Or visit our website, WNYC.org. You can click your way to making a contribution to make us stronger. Thank you. In addition to your help, WNYC is supported by BAM's Next Wave Festival, presenting Sarah Kane's 448 Seacoasts with Isabelle Huppert in a performance that will be long remembered, says the LA Times. Now through October 30th, 718-636-4100 or BAM.org. And WNYC is supported by Fidelity Investments, sponsor of Broadway's new production of Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, starring Tony winners Patti LuPone and Michael Cerveris. London's Independent calls it a triumphantly new angle on a musical masterpiece. And if you can join our supporters, then please do with your call at 1-888-376-WNYC or through our website, WNYC.org. Thanks. Here on Spinning on Air, I have another special guest with me this week, as I have for the past several weeks. This time it's Michael Girard, who's got his guitar to sing some solo songs for us and who will be joined by the group The Angels of Light in just a few minutes. One more solo song for Michael right now. What will you sing, Michael?
It's called To Live Through Someone.
All right. Here on WNYC.
Shadowless beach, cruise ship, treecup. Just what did they see? Heroes like children, they are carried by way. Helpless, just drifting through colorless space. No, I'm not what I was or will ever become. Just watching. Now waiting to live through someone, to live through someone else. Some people will live and then will just die. But some people are the people. They'll never really expire. Some people, you're beautiful. But some of us are a waste of a life. Some people, other people, they will always look down from the sky. I can see them, I can see them, with the roses beneath their feet. I can feel them, I can feel them, they're living inside of me. And they're calling now, yeah, they're calling now, they will never disappear. Yeah, they're calling now. Yeah, they're calling now. They're still living and standing right here. Ah, here it comes. Here it comes. It's right here, but will never be seen. And here it is, the only reason that we still breathe. Michael
Girard, the
a
song.
A lot on the high notes, if I have any high notes, but oh well.
That sounded great.
Thanks.
Michael Girard performing his song, To Live Through Someone. That is the title, is that correct?
Yes, To Live Through Someone, yes.
Yeah. And when you were on Spinning on Air before, we spoke of this song, because we were playing it from the album Angels of Light, Sing Other People.
Mm.
And we spoke then about Khrushchev and Chuikov, who are referred to early in the song.
Chuikov was, I'd like to forgive my pronunciation, any Russian people that listen. He was the general in charge of defending Stalingrad during the Nazi assault or siege on Stalingrad. He basically, his headquarters were in a cave, and the people of Stalingrad endured tremendous hardship and suffering and toil defending the city. And well, the Nazis, so, you know, the regular grunt soldiers suffered equal casualties and hardship as well. But it was, to me, just a kind of, I just read a couple books about it, and it was just an astounding kind of revelation about heroism and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt somehow connected to those people. And, you know, we're all interrelated.
Yeah. Yeah, your songs, Michael, have a wonderful combination of compassion and fury. that make them really kind of astonishing listening. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
For these beautifully vivid performances that you've given us solo. And we're going to invite the whole band, the Angels of Light, into the studio for another set of your songs. And basically at this point, Angels of Light is nearly the same thing as the band Akron Family.
Well, I mean, their music is their own music. That's, of course. It's much different stylistically, I think.
Mm-hmm. But you...
But I've enlisted them.
Yeah.
Svengali-like as my musicians, at least on the last record we did, and I hope for the next record at least. Yeah, they're just tremendously talented young guys, and I just, after producing and co-producing their album, I just felt obliged to incorporate them into my own music.
You have a record label, Young God Records.
Yes, sir.
On which you've been putting out your own material and material you recorded years ago with the group Swans and other projects of yours. And you've put out music by some experimental musicians in bands as well early in the label's history. But the last couple of years, Young God Records is starting to have an influence in a wider musical world because you've put out the first couple albums by Devendra Banhart.
First three albums and an EP, yeah.
Yeah. And he has made a place for himself in the musical world, and a lot of people are meeting his music with a lot of enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
And now with Akron Family, another young group of musicians.
We're doing really well right now. I'm really proud of them, actually. They're starting to grow like Devendra did.
Yes.
And they deserve it.
They sure do. They're a wonderful band.
They're touring. I can't imagine. I mean, they're basically on tour for the past 3 months and for the next 3 months playing pretty much a day off every 10 days or something, you know.
Wow. And you're whisking them off to Russia.
Yes, to Eastern Europe. We begin in Russia and we work our way down, and we end up in Italy, but we go through most of what's formerly known as the Eastern Bloc.
Now, you're a musician who's been active since the 1980s.
Yes.
Or earlier.
Yeah, my first punk rock band was in 1978.
Uh-huh. All right.
That was in Los Angeles, though.
Good time for punk rock. And as a man who's starting his fifth decade, you're surrounding yourself with these young musicians. What's that mean to you?
I just get to suck on their energy.
Uh-huh.
I get to steal their youth a little bit.
It's a vampiric experience.
No. Let me put out things on my label that I feel really enthusiastic about personally.
Yeah.
And also, it's important to me to really like the people that I'm working with, because it's just me. There's a few other people I hire to do other things like accounting and publicity, but it's just me, and it's me in my tiny little alarmingly small office. And I feel that if I'm going to expend that much effort, and I do, I mean, the first couple years of Devendra being on the label was just, besides my finding time for my own music, it was just working on him constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I'm going to do that for someone, as I'm doing for Akron now, and for this new group, me and Lau, we have, that I have to like them personally and think they're decent human beings and that they really deserve to be seen and known, irrespective of their music.
Hmm.
So I'm pretty selective about what I put on the label that way.
But you found some great stuff. So
fortunately, yeah.
Looking forward to more. And people can learn more about Young God Records by going to younggodrecords.com.
Correct.
Michael Girard, thanks for the solo songs. I'm looking forward to getting the band in here for a set of Angels of Light. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland. You're listening to 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org.
WNYC is giving away a limited number of passes to a screening of The Weatherman. A Chicago weatherman is on top of his career, but his personal life is in complete disarray. Starring Nicolas Cage, Tuesday at 7:30. Enter to win. Click on free stuff at WNYC.org.
WNYC is supported by Symphony Space, presenting Blue Note Live, a Thursday evening series featuring Blue Note artists Joe Lovano, Greg Osby, Stefan Harris, and Bill Charlap. Greg Osby performs November 3rd. Tickets at symphonyspace.org.
WNYC brings you musical experiences you can't get anywhere else. This year, Soundcheck crafted an hour of music and conversation with America's favorite diva, Renee Fleming. If you missed it, you can hear the whole program anytime at WNYC.org. Programming like this is made possible because of membership contributions from listeners. You can become a member. Please call 1-888-376-9692 or e-pledge at WNYC.org.
We've got divas in our archives, and we've also got some of the performers who've been on Spinning on Air. Well, we've got all of them in the archive. Antony and the Johnsons, Devendra Banhart, Sufjan Stevens, many, many very creative artists have shared their music and their thoughts on this program. You can hear all those shows still at WNYC.org in the Spinning on Air archive. If you value the moment of broadcast of the program and the archive as a resource for going back to hearing things again or discovering things you missed the first time, then please support this radio station. Radio is growing beyond the moment of broadcast now, and that's very satisfying for those of us who make the radio. It's not just evaporating one moment after it takes place. It remains for a while in the archive, and you can use that. And the shows have a lasting life, which is good for programs on WNYC because many of them deserve to last and to be heard again and again. So if you like what we do, please support us with a contribution by calling 1-888-376-WNYC or join us by visiting our website and clicking your way to a secure e-pledge, WNYC.org. You've heard the programs. Take the next step. Make sure they're there in the future. 212 number. It's 1-888-376-WNYC. That is a toll-free call. And the website is WNYC.org. Well, it may sound miraculous, but now the Angels of Light have ascended to the 25th floor studio of WNYC to join Michael Girard and perform his music. As mentioned before, the Angels of Light is an unusual incarnation of the band Akron Family, who've joined me in the studio before and whose hour-long performance can still be heard in the Spinning On Air archive at WNYC.org. And these musicians are Ryan Vanderhoof and Seth Olinsky playing electric guitars, Miles Seaton, the electric bass, and Dana Jansen playing drums and percussion. They all sing backup as well. And they join Michael Girard to perform several of his songs and one by Bob Dylan. But the first is by Michael Girard. Here's Angels of Light at WNYC.
She comes dressed in white, her mouth is filled with flames, her skin is black, her fingers trace the diamonds in her veins. Here she comes down from the sun to wash this country clean. Comes down for us, down from the dust to murder what remains. Here she comes, now dressed in red to heal this ruin. I know somewhere where there's a God, he's lying at her we
hate you for what you leave.
You guys ready?
You're listening to Michael Girard's band Angels of Light, performing in the WNYC studio. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. We heard a Michael Girard original and Pity the Poor Immigrant, a Bob Dylan song. And there are more coming up. There are four Angels of Light albums available through Young God Records, and another is to be released at the end of the month. The album will be titled Akron Family and Angels of Light, and credited to Angels of Light and Akron Family. It's a split CD with four or five songs from each ensemble. It's a really great album. I've had a chance to preview it, so look for that soon.
That's right.
Some of the songs you're hearing them perform in the studio appear on that forthcoming album. They're ready for more. I am too. Hope you are as well. Here's Angels of Light on WNYC.
Thank you.
in the WNYC studio. Angels of Light is the band performing. Michael Girard writes the songs and sings them. And the backup band is basically Akron Family. They've convened here in the WNYC studio. I'm David Garland, and we're going to be hearing more from them. And I want to thank you guys for bringing the whole ensemble in here to Spinning on Air.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Continuing with more of Angels of Light on 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org.
She cried to see you there on the floor, spinning again, defeated, still abused and still a boy. But I'm in awe and ashamed at the sound of your words and voice, winding through you from someplace else, someplace where you never had a single choice. So let it be you who comes through this town with his sword. Let it the rich and lies down with the poor, and let it be you who will comfort us that need, and it is just you that is remembered here and now by me. Goodbye. goodbye. If a man could never die, then let it be you. Sister said, keep moving, child. If nothing will move, I'll make it move for you. With broken rib and bruising neck, I kill that man, I kill that man. My sister said, keep going now, run away. Nothing will move until you see it clear and plain. Now it's cold and dark, and the trees are bending down. This house is alive and will never forgive. I kill that man, I kill that man. I hunt him down. He'll understand what he's done to you.